Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations.
And I don't know whether or not it's part of past lives, if you believe in that, or whether it's just the conditioning of society and things like that. But I think a lot of us mediums, we really sit in fear.
Yeah. So yeah, I actually, in my book right here, I actually talk a lot about fear. And part of connecting to your inner light system in the universe is letting go of the fear, because your fear blocks you with that connection to the universe. And what is fear? I always tell my students, fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, right? We create our fear. We can visualize our fear. A lot of times we have nightmares. It's our fear, you know, meditations, you might see fear, you know, society, absolutely. When we're little, I always tell everybody, it's your time to go back to when you're like 2 or 3 years old, where you trusted everyone and everything, and you were just pure love. And as you grew, the fear came because the trust was lost, because you started seeing people's actions and society and judgment, you know? So a lot of fear comes in with that. Now there's real fear in the world, like triggers, you know, like you might get a fear of like spiders or something like that, or anxiety type of fear, or fear because that person's evil. That's okay. But your fear ultimately blocks you from the connection. So what I tell people is you have to let go of the fear first to connect. And how do you do that? You do that by having faith in your higher power. I always say, who is your higher power? God, Allah, the universe, the wind, the leaves. Who is that? Because your mother, your grandmother who's passed, whoever that is, you have to give them the reins 300%. Let your universe, let your higher power take the reins for you and trust them. You have to trust them and your spirit guides, people, spirits, entities, people who have been with you from the beginning and maybe many lifetimes. Those are the people, Jesus, whoever that is, you need to give them the reins. So when I started that class I was telling you about earlier, I knew how to do meditation because of my dad. But so what I did at the time, I was very Catholic, nothing wrong with being Catholic. At the time, I have a lot of faith in Jesus and Mary. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm giving you the reins. If I'm not supposed to see anything, don't let me see anything. And guess what? I saw more. And I said, oh, okay. So this isn't such a bad thing, right? Because, right, yeah. And I said, I was in the light. I said, like attracts like. If you're in the light, you're going to attract light. If your mind has that monkey mind and negativity, you're going to attract negativity. So your mind really is in control of everything. So that's why in the book, there's actually 5 meditations that can help you to let go of the fear, to focus on your inner light and the space in between, you know? But it's really, the key is to, when you're connecting, like you and I do as mediums, is to let go of the fear, let your higher power take over 300%. It's not up to you. We can connect, but we're just the conduit, you know, we're just the open channel. Here's the spirit world. Here's the open tunnel. And here's the person. We're the open tunnel. That's all we are. And all our job is to take that information and hand it over to the next person. So a lot of times I find a lot of times when I'm teaching, I've been teaching for over 25 years now. So I have thousands of students. And what I also see is the ego gets in the way as well, not just fear. So if you're full of yourself, if you think you're doing it, and also I just said something horrible. I just said the word think. If you're thinking, you're creating it. So that's the biggest thing you have to do to unblock your connect, to unblock that connection, is to not think. Even when I'm in class, the students will say, I'm thinking this and this and that. I said, you're what? You said what? You didn't say that word, did you? Because when you say it, that means you are subconsciously.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.